From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Spring flooding in the northern plains and western corn belt will have a marginal impact on corn and soybean plantings. A USDA survey of growers and initial tallies of flooded land shows with normal weather and yields, there will be limited impact on production of the two most widely grown U.S. crops. Agriculture.com reports farmers intend to plant a combined 177 million acres of corn and soybeans this spring, compared to estimates of flooded farmland being around 1.6 million acres. The Ag Economy Barometer drifted lower in March to a reading of 133, down from 136 a month earlier. Increasing concerns about future economic conditions drove the barometer lower as the index of future expectations declined to 139 in March compared to an index value of 145 in February. This contrasted with producers' index of current conditions, which at a reading of 120 was virtually unchanged from February. Although the future expectations index declined in March, it is still 15 points stronger than a year earlier. American Farm Bureau's Women Leadership Program has launched Women in Ag, an online survey that aims to gauge the goals, aspirations, achievements, and needs of women in American agriculture. All women who are farmers, ranchers, employed in ag businesses, pursuing ag-related higher education, or supportive of agriculture are invited to participate in the survey at fb.org/women. Farm Bureau membership is not required. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.